From Washington, VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Working against a deadline, the U.S. and Iran struggle to break a deadlock that has prevented a historic deal to curb Tehran's nuclear aspirations in exchange for relief on international sanctions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met in Vienna today with European Union Foreign Minister and Policy Chief Federica Mogherini, as well as other foreign ministers. But there were no public statements or briefings issued afterward. The French Foreign Minister, Laurent Fabius, issued a statement saying, "Now that everything is on the table, the moment has come to decide." Also in Vienna, British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier. The foreign ministers of Russia and China have both stayed away but say they will return if a deal appears close. A car bomb explosion in front of the Italian consulate in Cairo today killed one person and destroyed a section of the historic building. A group identifying itself as the Islamic State of Egypt claimed responsibility for the bombing in a message on social media, but that claim has not yet been immediately verified. Egyptian authorities say an investigation of the attack is underway, with closed-circuit video recordings from the area being reviewed. Italy's Premier Matteo Renzi contacted Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and expressed Italy's full support for the fight against terrorism, saying, "We will not leave Egypt alone. Italy and Egypt are and always will be together in the fight against terrorism." At least 15 people are dead and 74 injured in a suicide bomb attack at a crowded market in Chad's capital today. A police spokesman in N'Djamena reports the suicide bomber, who is a man dressed in a woman's burqa, is among the dead. No group has claimed responsibility. The incident was just 10 hours after villagers in northeast Nigeria were attacked and killed by Islamic terrorists. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's intelligence agency says the head of Islamic State militants in that country, Hafiz Saeed Khan, and 30 other members of the group died in a drone strike Friday in eastern Nangarhar province. A spokesperson for the National Directorate for Security, Hasib Siddiqui, said Afghans considered three factors in asking international allies for the drone strike rather than sending in their own forces.
To avoid collateral damage, to have to be as precise as possible and to be as effective as possible.
Islamic State fighters have been growing in strength in Nangarhar province. Many airstrikes during the past month targeting extremists have been aimed at groups of up to 20 people. Eurozone foreign ministers meeting today indicate they expect to reach an agreement by the end of the weekend to keep Greece afloat, but they did not expect the talks to be easy. Dutch finance minister and Eurogroup chair Jeroen Dijsselbloem said there is work still to be done.
"We are not there yet, both on substance. There is still a lot of criticism on the proposals, on the reform side, on the fiscal side. And there is, of course, a major issue of trust. Can the Greek government be trusted to actually do what they are promising to actually implement in the coming weeks, months and years?"
Also at the meeting, German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble, whose country is Greece's largest creditor.
"Das Problem ist zunächst einmal, dass eine Situation, die gegen alle Skepsis..."
He's taken a hard line on Greece over the recent months and did not hang back from putting blame on the radical left Syriza party of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras for the current crisis. Greek Parliament approved Athens' new proposals early today. Those proposals include more pension cuts and tax hikes, which EU foreign ministers have been demanding of Greece and voters rejected last Sunday in a referendum. They also include Greek insistence for a debt restructuring by the International Monetary Fund. Greece is asking the EU for another $60 billion to be spread out over 3 years. All 28 EU leaders will meet in an emergency session on Sunday to accept or reject these latest proposals. Tens of thousands of people gathered at a cemetery near the Bosnian city of Srebrenica, today to mark the 20th anniversary of the worst mass atrocity in Europe since World War II. The ceremony took place ahead of the burial of 136 newly identified victims, among the dignitaries, former U.S. President Bill Clinton.
"I am begging you not to let this monument to innocent boys and men become only a memory of a tragedy."
The incident took place July 11th, 1999. Thousands of victims. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.